Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hey, by the way, go fuck yourself, Vince. I don't know if I told you that. No problem.
Vince, what's your favorite song about stars? Like Starry, Starry Night? Or
When You Wish Upon a Star, it's gotta be.
When You Wish Upon a Star is really big. Damn, that sounds really bad over the mic.
Does it?
People are going to go, what's going on? You guys are in some kind of dream catcher. Dan, what's your favorite? What do you think is Vince's favorite song about stars?
Probably The Night Chicago Died.
Yes. What about this one? Look. Don't you know that Vince is looking for shooting stars in his telescope? Whoa, yeah.
You know, I didn't know until last week that he lived in the cupboard at the studio here.
He got a living. He offered to rent me half of it.
Where are you staying, though?
I actually got kicked out of Quincy's carport, so I've just been cruising around in the cop car, and you know, I got some blankets I put over the windows. I crash out by the tennis courts in the middle of the day. It's been hot.
Do you remember when you used to have all that money?
Oh, not even. You know what I'm going to do is when Perry comes in, I'm going to ask him, I'm going to try to tap him for a loan. Just between you and me. You got to give me some advice on how to borrow some money from Scare Master, okay?
I don't think he has money.
Hey,
how
buddy.
How do you borrow money from me when I don't have a butt pissing?
Oh, you got a little something going on with this.
Oh, he's wearing a Terrifying Tim shirt.
It's actually my shirt. If you grab my bag at all, I'm going to hurt you. Put your hands down, in your lap.
Who's the present for, Scare Master?
You'll see in a minute.
What do you mean I'll see in a minute?
I'm trying.
You're not trying. This is for you, by the way.
For a present for me?
Yes.
Should I open it now?
Hang on. Wait till I sit down first, please.
Okay. Well, what's
Put
taking you so long?
Put your arms down. Can I walk by, please? Hey, let me sniff those things.
Get tried.
That fucking... Dickie's not here today, so when Dickie comes around, you can...
When is Dickie's coming over later, though, right?
Not tonight.
I bet we see
not
him.
Tonight.
I bet we see him.
Here.
Oh, you know what voice I like?
Which?
The one that sings this song right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. You know what time it is? It's time for the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody. I'm your old pal, Don.
My name is Maul.
And I'm the best Scary Perry out there.
How many Scary Perrys are there, though?
Well, there's one Scary Perry.
Right, there's all the other Scary Perrys.
No, but I don't know.
What voices did I use?
Let me ask you a question. Is this just another one of your characters that you're doing? Is Scary Perry just another character?
Scary Perry is me.
Right, but really, your name is Parents Caramello.
Perry Caravello.
And so you play a character...
The Scare Master.
Right, so this is just another character.
Okay.
To mess with us.
Okay.
A little bit.
And you're really wearing a Terrifying Tim shirt. That's cool as hell.
Well, that's just the logo that he used to steal my business.
No, that was Terrifying Tim's logo. But also, you know what's nice is you got a V-neck on. You could really see where you shaved your chest. Look at the stubble,
what do you mean?
Dan. Look at the stubble.
I see the stubble, but I'm wondering... What do you mean he stole your idea for a business?
He tried to have a skateboard company like I have.
I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Stolder.
You're telling me you're the first guy to ever have a skateboard company?
Not ever, no.
So he had one too.
After he saw that I have one. He saw that I went in the business, then he tried to go.
I don't know, man. People remembered skateboarding as Terrifying Tim's thing, okay?
Then you
kinda
got into Jagoff.
You kind of got into a little afterwards, Scare Master.
What?
Definitely weren't as successful as Terrifying.
You liked skateboards when you were a little kid, and you looked up to people like Tony Alva and
Stacy Peralta, Brad Bowman,
Tony Hawk, and Terrifying Tim.
I don't look up to Tony Hawk.
Why not? You think you're better than him?
No.
You love Tony Hawk.
Would you shut your mouth and let me talk?
So you like Terrifying Tim more than Tony Hawk?
Just admit you stole his logo.
Yeah, he stole his logo because he stole my idea.
Well, he didn't steal your idea. He opened a skateboard company.
Where is it?
Well, it's
not out there.
I'll bet you it's still making more money than yours.
Well, everybody's making more money than mine right now.
It's done through invite on the internet. Well, you brought me a present today.
Yes, sir, I did.
What'd you get, Dan? It's a human head. Oh, no, it's a shirt.
He's got two shirts there. He's got a blue one and a yellow one.
You bought these?
Yes, I did.
Why? Because you thought they looked nice with his eyes?
The blue one goes with his eyes. The yellow one is to help. Look, let me describe.
Which one is more for his eyes? The blue one or
the
yellow?
Blue.
Oh, that's a green.
Blue,
that's green.
Well, the blue,
it's not
green,
blue,
whatever.
It's not blue, blue green. Blue. It's closer to green gray.
It's like an aqua.
A teal.
No,
like
it's
a
not.
Teal.
It's not teal at all. That's teal.
I don't know.
This is.
What? Do you like them? Do you not like them? Do you have a problem?
Can I see him, Dan?
Yeah, sure.
It's a blue-green.
I got them online, all right? I ordered
so
them
how can how can I exchange them?
I
is this
can't.
Plastic bag
keep
a
that
toy?
Away from your mouth. Mold, keep that away from your mouth.
A mole.
Somebody stop it. Mole, seriously, stop it.
Hold on.
Get this away.
Whoa, that was getting me high.
All right. Idiot. Why would you bring
but
this?
Bring what?
Where did?
Because I ripped your shirt. And
yeah, I know.
I'd get you another one.
Yeah, but you've never done anything in your life that's nice.
For you.
Who put you up to this?
Nobody.
Come nobody. On. You came up with this on your own.
Yeah.
Where'd you buy them?
I bought them at the store in New York.
What
from
store?
The box.
But you bought in New York.
I forget the name.
How much
you
they
don't
cost?
Don't forget anything.
That's none of your fucking business. How much things cost?
Did you buy it on PayPal?
Bought it online.
Would you use PayPal?
Do you have a receipt PayPal? For it?
Do I have a receipt?
I'm
going
to need to return it. So how am I going to return it if I don't have a receipt?
Did you get it on Amazon or BuzzFeed?
How much was it?
Oh, Christ. I don't have these.
You don't know.
I don't remember.
You probably go home and find out.
That's possible.
What do you mean it's possible?
Yeah, it's possible. I can go home and find out.
Like you could call the person who got the shirts and they could tell you how they got them?
What?
Who got the shirt?
Who bought the shirts, honestly?
I got them online.
I know, but through who? But who got the shirt?
Whose
idea?
The name of the company's on the box.
Whose idea was it? Is what we're asking you.
I already told you.
You're
it's
a liar.
My idea.
It wasn't your idea.
Was it Nick or was it Tommy Bahama?
Thank you.
Your manager.
Tommy Bahama's company.
Right.
Absolutely. That's where they came from. But you didn't think of the idea. Why don't you just level with us the truth, Perry?
Why do you say that I didn't?
Because you've
idea.
Never done anything for anybody else. Because
I don't have the normal amount of money.
And all of a sudden you have, so you're making money now?
I'm not making money
right,
now.
Well, this works
on, it was the beginning of the month. It was the beginning of the month. I figured, okay, I have enough money now.
Really, to go buy a couple Tommy Bahama
I fucking hate it.
So
look,
you go like, I want the blue
fuck.
One for his eyes and I want the yellow one for something else.
The yellow
one, I know. The yellow one is because you just makes you happy.
The yellow is to show a new beginning.
Oh.
Wait a minute. The yellow one's to show a new beginning.
Like your
my new beginning.
What does your new beginning mean?
The big three is back.
That's yellow?
For good.
Look at the big three. Look at this new shirt.
Should I have gotten three shirts? Red, yellow, and green?
Yeah, that would have been good. Then like the stoplight, the go.
Exactly.
But the yellow is the return of the big three together, you're saying, huh?
Yeah, it's like... Instead of a pause.
But why would you do that? That is so unlike.
What are some
you
other things that are yellow?
It's not
what are
so some unlike other... me.
I've
Mary
never
Jane,
seen
what's
you spend
yellow?
Anything.
On roses, yellow means friendship.
Thank
nice,
you.
Nice.
Thank you. I'm glad you brought that up,
what,
Mary
Pokemon,
Jane.
Pokemon behind him is
yes,
yellow.
Yes, yellow. Yellow means friendship, means respect, means a togetherness. That's
I have a feeling there's some alternative motive here. Let me ask you something. Is this to hide the fact that I'm supposed to get all your $10 shout-outs from now on?
You're supposed to get all my $10 shout-outs?
I believe we made a little bet.
You did.
The question was...
The question was not, do I get all my... Do you take over...
You lost a bet to me.
I lost one matter. You said that I'm getting your $10 shout-out. Or
forever.
No, fuck you!
That's what we said.
He did.
You're a crook then.
I'm not a crook.
Because you never said
you lost a bet.
I didn't say I don't bet you, number one.
I said.
I don't bet. I will not bet you in any way, shape, or form because you know how to twist things to make it look like you.
Okay.
Always
won. How do you figure that?
Then let's listen to exactly when you said it. Why don't you play that tape? Well, why don't you get us started today?
All right. This is a $10 shout out. Oh, it's super short. Dear Big Three, just sending a quick shout out from Chip Stevens and Bucky McIntosh. A joke for Mole. What kind of bees give milk?
Talk to me.
Let's think about it for a second.
Bees give milk.
Give what kind of bees give milk?
Wow, I have an idea. Chip and Bucky really stumped you guys.
Wait a minute. I might have an idea, but let's see if Perry can get it.
How many bees give milk?
How about this? If I can guess this, I get every one of Perry's $10 shoutouts for the next year. Even though
no,
why not?
Because I don't have any freaking money.
But it'll be money that you'll get.
Right. And if I don't get it, you get all my $10 shoutouts. You want to take that up?
Okay.
Boobies.
It is boobies. It's boobies.
All right. So no more $10 shoutouts for you. They all go out.
That's today.
That's from your pal Chip. Thanks, Chip. Thanks for the joke.
And thanks for the money, Chip.
And all the money for Dan.
Oh, now Don, now Don's got all my funds.
It's not his fault.
You were the one that made the crazy bet.
Talk to Chip and Bucky, dude.
All right, now we've played the tape, and it proves that you did this.
I didn't.
Now, how do you feel about stuff?
Forever.
But you already said you
did. Only one show.
It's. You want me to play it again?
$10 shout outs forever.
Forever.
You,
that was
no.
The bet, and I got it. The answer was boobies. Do you remember, Mole? Am I wrong?
Scaremaster, do the thing where you say, guess what I'm thinking about, okay? And let him guess, like, what he thinks you're thinking about. Go for it. Go for it. Try it with him.
Now, wait a minute. What is the bet exactly?
I bet you can't think of what I'm thinking of.
I want to make sure that I'm right on this. So I have to think what you're thinking of.
Yeah. You got to think of what I'm thinking of.
All right. I just did it.
Nice job, Dan.
Thanks. Double or nothing.
For the $10 shout-outs.
Double or nothing.
For me to get my $10 shout-outs back. For me to get my $10 shout-outs back.
What about when you said that the next time you lie, you'll shave your eyebrow off?
I never said that I'll shave my eyebrow off.
I believe you did.
You said you would. You said.
I believe you did.
You said you wanted me to do that. I said no fucking way.
I said if you lie again, you have to shave one of your eyebrows off.
Said, no,
and
I'm
you
not
agreed
do
to
that.
It.
I did not.
Oh my gosh! Do you remember that, Mole?
Kind of.
I'm not agreeing to that stupidity.
Well,
but
you said it.
Bullshit!
But you're the one.
You're lying to our audience. That's the terrible thing. The audience is the one that gets hurt.
Why don't you do those little?
I'm not putting on mascara. Fucking.
Why did you
shave my?
Nobody
eyebrow.
Told you
why
to don't
we
do
give
that.
You like a kid and play fade.
I'm not shaving my eyebrows. I'm not
you
shaving my
You said you were going to.
I didn't say I was going to. You're full of shit.
I bet you do
I'm
it
full
if
of
Terrifying
shit.
Tim did it.
Okay.
You do
you
everything
want,
Terrifying
right.
Tim does.
How about this?
I'm not doing everything Terrifying Tim does.
Yeah,
that motherfucker
would.
Stole
yeah,
my
would.
Fucking company.
No, you stole He's, his stuff.
You stole his logo. It's right there.
Big deal.
You don't even
Big
like
deal.
Him as much as Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk's a friend. That's why I joked about that.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet.
All right. I like
You're
Tony Hawk.
You're a good
Hawk.
Friend of his.
We're not good friends.
How close are you?
We met each other face-to-face at the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, and I've seen him at a couple of skating events. That's all.
And he knows who you are?
Of course he knows who I am. He knows all of us.
How does he know all of us?
The time that we showed up? No, we were on the first Jimmy Kimmel Live taping.
Let me ask you a question, Scaremaster.
Okay. Go ahead.
Do you ever skateboard when you're in the men's room at Denny's? Because the tile
God,
floor.
You are a retard. Shut up.
I was asking you because you love
No, I don't
those,
skateboard
those
in
things.
The men's room at Denny's,
okay,
you
well,
fucking freak. Because
maybe that's why you went there like three or four times today.
I wasn't there today.
Oh, how many really? Times were you there?
Oh, you
I wasn't
went to,
there today.
IHOP. Let me ask
I'm sorry,
you this.
The IHOP.
Down the street too. At the IHOP.
Oh, yeah, the IHOP, yeah.
Yeah, I was.
You're skateboarding the... that. You're on your skateboard
I don't.
The IHOP,
no, I didn't go on my skateboard.
Did you use the bathroom
how many times?
There?
How many times?
Did you use the bathroom there?
I think three or four times.
What? Three or four times
yeah,
in the bathroom?
You can't get enough. You can't get enough.
I have
enough.
To pee.
They should have kicked you out for that.
They did kick me out the last time.
Oh, what happened?
It's for customers.
Scaremaster, you can't just go to the IHOP and... Just try to make money before this is what
make
this
money.
Is
how am
studio.
I making money? I'm not making
Perry,
money.
Seriously,
I just take it to go pee.
You do it for fun. Whatever you're doing.
Here's the deal,
Get Perry. Grip, dude.
Listen to me. And I really want you to hear what I'm saying. This IHOP is close to this studio at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. I know the area very well. They kick male prostitutes out of there all the time. What are you doing, Perry?
I got to use the restroom. I have to go pee.
All right.
You know I have a you do it on your side of the problem.
I didn't know that.
What do you mean? Why?
Goes back to after my auto accident. I mean, come on.
Everything's you know what you should do?
You know who would help you with that is Quincy. He would love to help you with that stuff.
Oh, my God. I don't want... No.
No, you should let him help you because he always says that he wants to help you pee.
He does say many times. I've heard him talk about
you know what?
I wonder if Mr. Please. Caravelli's urine would look like in the bathtub.
Shut up. That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Why is that disgusting?
It's in the Bible.
Just shut up.
Okay, so...
Do you understand what he has? Have you ever been to his place?
No, you guys don't... I don't even know what the guy looks like.
He has a see-through bathtub. And so what? Who wouldn't want to see the urine go in there? It's like clear, clear, and then
you
all of a
sit
sudden,
in the room underneath it, and you look up at people. And he has a clear toilet, too. That you look through the acrylic floor, and you go in the basement. This thing, man. It's not our thing.
No, it's not our thing at all. Hey, I would like to ask you one thing. What's going on with you and William Randolph Hearst? Because he continues to call me, leave messages, and I think he's like training like a maniac. Are you still fighting him?
He's up a creek if I'm still fighting him.
What do you mean he's up
a creek? I've been training daily. I've what? Got
Now this is below the belt,
Well, they both have the same injury to the neck, so the agreement
I don't
was,
know if he has the exact same as I do.
Well, where's the punch zone? Where's the punch zone?
Beneath the neck.
And below the belt as well.
Below the belt. You can kick below the belt. So you've been training.
I've been in training.
How do you train for fighting William Randolph Hearst?
I'm not telling you how I
You
train.
Tell me something. What's
I'm not you can say
you.
Something. There
tell
again,
some of the stuff.
You're not talking about anything.
Why can't we hear
you're weightlifting. How's that going to beat somebody up?
How do you do it?
Carefully. That's how I do it.
I got to read
yeah.
this. All right. Enough of that. I got to read this. Uh-oh.
God. Yeah.
Oh, man. I forgot to read this. I was supposed to read this right at the start.
From the back?
Pardon me?
We'll go back?
No. We'll just do it from here. Everything's fine. From the desk of the bosses upstairs. Gentlemen, we sit around upstairs in our boss's desk, and we are amazed at Perry's complete disregard for the company policies here at Simply Don, the podcast network. The last time we contacted the three of you was after Dick Cavett Enterprises dropped out of as the investors of Windy City Heat, the sequel. Yet as serious as we thought that was losing that opportunity, it seems as if your Javajo gypsy doesn't care at all. What disturbs us most is his continuous use of the hate words and the use of the Lord Jesus Christ's name in vain. He'll always say that other cast members were being blasphemous towards his ridiculous religion. It's not an excuse anymore to use racist or homophobic comments. His impression of his high school classmate Dexter Coleman in the last show was one of the most racist things we've ever heard. This type of thing will not be tolerated anymore. Oh, and as we've said before, you should be watching your steps. We definitely are. The boss is upstairs. I got quite a few people contacting me about that, too. You can't be racist, Perry.
I'm not being racist. Dexter was a friend.
He wasn't a friend.
Was he more than a friend? Was he a friend with benefits?
Good question.
God. Like, were you guys lovers?
No, you
but
fucking weird.
But you're the one who's
weird.
Always like you love
your dudes. You're a faggot, okay? No, you're a
See,
flaming
right
faggot.
There, right
you
there's a hate
with
word.
That.
Legitimate
right there's
question.
A hate word. Hate word right there. I just got done reading something, and then you use the hate word.
You could say we were just pals. You don't have to go like, no, we weren't lovers. We hardly ever loved each other.
That effing hate word.
Plus, I'm not the one with the V-neck T-shirt with my chest all shaved up.
You seem confused, Perry. Right now, your face
I'm very, very confused.
About what?
Why I have to deal with this every fucking week?
Really? You're 1 week in and you're already saying this?
Why I have to deal with this guy every fucking
he's
week?
He's nothing but professional.
First off, WDID, baby. WDID.
What did I do?
Thank you, Dan.
No problem, Mole. That's what everybody's saying. They're not even saying the whole sentence anymore. It's W-D-I-D.
W-D-I-D, are you aimed at?
How would you be as a radio announcer?
I don't know. Let's hear it. Let's see how somebody would go, like, hey, we got a great, good caller coming in here. How's everybody doing? We got to play some tracks. We got to pay a couple bills coming up after that. Let's get slow and a little something called These Eyes. This is the cookie, to the ghost of cookie caramels. Somebody's eyes. By his son,
These Eyes.
His son, Parents Caramel. It looks up these eyes.
These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never going to see another woman like I had with you.
Hey, we want to remind everyone, come on down to WDID. We got we're going to be giving out bumper stickers. IHOP Men's Niggas. He's got that whole place locked down.
Speaking of WDID, do you think they'd be willing to help us promote our big show coming this October 11th?
WDID, we want to remind everybody the big show, the big 10th anniversary, Windy City Heat Weekend coming up. It's the actual 10th anniversary of the show, Windy City Heat. They're calling it, Dan?
They're calling it the Windy Weekend. And I'm not going to go into complete. Should I go into details? I'm not going to go into complete details.
It would be nice.
Okay. All right, earlier this week, because this will air after the 11th, we started selling tickets on the 11th, 1 month before the big show. And what we're going to do is we're going to have three packages.
Ah, Scaremaster would like to have three packages.
As you know, on Friday the 11th, we're having our big three podcast at the Comedy Store main room. That's where everybody who's anybody is going to be that night.
Okay,
you're going to be there, right?
For that, of course. Got it. Put me down. I will be there.
All right. And on Saturday the 12th, this is really cool. We're going to view Windy City Heat at a theater, and after we're going to have a Q&A. And guess who's going to host that Q&A, Mole? Do you have a guess?
That lady who's going to that movie?
Nope. Take another guess.
Bobcat Goldthwait?
Nope. Not Bobcat Goldthwait.
Jimmy?
Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting the Q&A, so that's going to be fun. Sunday, we're having the...
Sweet!
We're having the big chili cook-off.
We should do
cook-off.
A J-Q&A.
J-Q&A?
Where Quincy answers a couple questions.
Oh, is he going to be there?
Totally. He said he is.
Oh, that's
he's
gonna
not
be...
going to show. He's like Charlie on Charlie's Angels.
You're right.
Not exactly. Charlie okay, let me get back to this. Now, there's going to be three packages that you can buy. There's going to be single day tickets, but let's say you want to be part of the whole thing. I'm just going to tell you the packages' names, and you'll have to go to our website and figure it out. There's the I Jerked Him Off package, there's the He Blew Me package, and there's the all exclusive I Blew Him and He Blew Me package.
Whoa. That's got to be the most expensive one, right?
I didn't blow anybody, period.
Who's saying you did? It's just the name of the package. I blew him, he blew me package.
Thoughts?
I love it.
It's disgusting. That's my thought.
Well, what do you mean?
It's outrageous.
You know,
the name, he blew me, I blew him?
Should I just tell you what you get on that package?
Yeah.
Because by the time this airs, it'll already... I'll just tell you this package. These tickets are very limited. The package includes admission to the Big Three podcast. That's going to be taped at the Comedy Store, as I said, on the 11th. Then, at the 10th anniversary screening of Windy City Heat, there's going to be a little section. Guess who's going to be in the center of that section? Take a guess.
Myself?
Well, he beat you, Mole. Yeah.
Was it Dan? Was it you, Dan?
No, it was Perry. You will be there, and everybody will get to sit around you.
Okay.
All right, so they'll get in that section. And, of course, after that, Jimmy's going to host a Q&A with the three of us, JQ&A. And then only the people that buy this ticket are going to be able to go to the chili cook-off over at Perry's apartment.
How many people do you plan on having there?
I wanted to have 150.
No.
Okay.
No fucking way.
And then I was told, guess how much the tickets are going to be to do this?
I have no idea.
Take a guess.
To be at the chili cook-off? First off, can I mention, talk about chili cook-off for 1 second?
Right.
Before you give it the price?
Absolutely.
Chili cook-off is going to be the exclusive VIP chili cook-off, yeah. Now, we had talked before about like some other people cooking or whatever besides Scaremaster, but here's how it's going to work.
Why do you... think that you're in charge of this just out of curiosity?
Just because of my experience with the Food Network.
What'd you do in the Food
Network? I watched Chopped a lot.
Just because you watched a show, you should be in charge?
I'm kind of a gourmand.
Gourmet. It's pronounced gourmet.
I don't know that stuff.
Because I watched the show. Oh, God.
All right. There will be three chili chefs. Those three chili chefs will be...
Perry myself. Caravello.
Scaramaster making Shelby Cobra chili. Dan making his mystery chili. Who knows what it's going to be?
Can I just tell you this? It's going to be a mystery chili. But I guarantee you this. It has sea salt in it.
Nice. And it makes it healthy.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And I'm going to be making my world famous pili chili.
What's your pili chili?
It's chili with pills in it.
It's chili with a bunch of weed in there, man. And
No, that would be...
Pili chili?
Is that another character?
No, I like it though. Oops, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to use
No, characters. You're always supposed to do characters.
Yeah,
characters.
Absolutely.
Okay, if you want me to always use characters, then I'm going to always use characters.
And so the three of us are going to be preparing... delicious chilies, and the VIPs are going to come to Perry's apartment, where we're going to get in the apartment. We're going to serve it in on at his table.
No, listen, wrong.
Perry,
wrong.
$500 a ticket.
In my dining room,
$500 a ticket.
My fucking small shit dining room.
Absolutely,
we're not sitting around it. They're coming up with a bowl. They get three bowls. They get three bowls, and they have to taste each chili, and then
they get to vote.
Which chili is the best chili?
Okay.
It's going to be intimate. It's going to be a very intimate setting.
Can I say something?
What's that?
Nick is coming to town. Nick wants to do the cooking.
Well, he's not going to do the cooking. He can't do the cooking.
He may be one of the judges.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, because it's between the three of us. It's the big three.
Okay.
Now, the other thing, too, what else is going to be happening that same day by the pool area?
Well, that's the day that there's a challenge. And that's a day someone is going to fight someone else over a $50 tab that they owe them.
Are you talking about William Randolph Hearst?
We're not having a fight at my house.
Yes, yes.
We're not having a fight.
But
fuck you!
We go outside, we bare knuckle that sucker in the alleyway, man.
Oh, but all below the neck. All below the neck, and the groin is available.
No.
All right, also, wait a minute.
There's no fighting at my place.
Stop.
There's no.
Why not?
Stop.
Why won't you fight him? How about in the cellar?
At my fucking place?
The fight club in the cellar.
I'm going to, then my manager's involved, and my manager's going to stop everything immediately.
Well, then we've got to.
Throw all you fucking guys out.
And then we got to return the $500 for each person that comes there. They're spending $500.
And it's a limited amount of tickets.
Right. There's not many people that are going to be there.
150 is way too many people to get into my fucking building.
Let me ask you this. If we got 150 people that are spending $500 a piece, you don't think we'd find a place for them?
Here's what I'm going to say. We're not going to find 150 people who are going to spend $500. But I do think we're going to get a select few people. And I will say this. What we really need to be thinking about is what charity we're going to give this money to. May I suggest some sort of skateboard head injury fund?
No. Because of the little puppy friend I have, I'm going to give it to puppies, brand new puppies.
That's it? Brand new puppies?
Whatever happened to the money going to me?
We get to split it three ways. You think you're going to get all the fucking money?
You're coming to my place.
All right. Who built the fucking studio? Who spent the money to do that?
Excuse me.
We're splitting it three ways, moron.
Okay.
Just so you know. Fuck you.
I don't go that way, sweetie.
Oh, Clyde, what's happening?
It's
not Clyde, it's Kyle.
Kyle.
Oh, Kyle. I thought it was Kyle's brother, Clyde.
No. That's Kyle. That's Kyle Dickey.
Let me ask you a question, Dan. How many tickets are available? Is that a mystery?
It's somewhat of a mystery. It's somewhat of a mystery, but I will say this.
But it is limited.
It's very limited.
Interesting.
And so you got to get these real quick. You also get a T-shirt, and I think that a really cool thing, when you go to the Chili Cookout, you're going to get a one-on-one interview with the Scaremaster himself, and that's going to be at a bathroom stall, and that's still to be announced.
What?
But you're going to sit in a bathroom, you're going to get a chance to talk to the Scaremaster and ask him a question or a couple questions, something like that.
Nice. Now, let me ask
you. Sit in the bathroom.
Yes.
One-on-one interview, dude.
$500.
Great idea. Hey, let me ask this. Will there also be photo ops?
Oh, God.
Photo ops? Are you kidding me? Right by his fucking trophy.
Oh, so VIPs get a picture with the trophy.
Absolutely.
But other fans will get photo ops with us.
Oh, absolutely. At the movie theater?
I just want to get a picture with you guys.
Look.
Well, you could do that just about. We get tons of pictures together, but I see what you're saying. But this is mainly going to be for the fans.
I don't get internet in my car anymore.
Why?
Because I'm not staying over by that coffee shop where I used to get Wi-Fi from.
Mm. Well, anyway, I want everyone to come to the Windy Weekend that starts out October 11th. And tickets go on sale. By the time this show starts airing, they will have already been on sale. They started going on sale September 11th.
What if somebody doesn't want to spend $500? Can they spend less?
There's a couple other packages. There's the He Blew Me package and the I Jerked Him Off package. That's $50.
So there's going to be something for everybody.
The He Blew Me is $150. But the $500, the all-exclusive I Blew Him,
He Blew Me package. Even the $50 He Jerked Me Off, there's something fun in that for everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
True Scaremaster?
You get to go to the movie. You get to go to the show. It's all wrapped into one little thing. It's going to be fun. Perry, don't you understand this is our last shot? If you want to be negative and you want to fuck the fans over.
I'm not trying to be negative.
I'm trying to raise some money for a head injury.
It's
people,
the names of these things that are...
I think they're perfect. I'll be honest with you. Are you on the same boat with that? Let me ask you this.
He jerked me off. He blew me.
I blew him. He blew me package. Think about the t-shirts alone for that package.
God.
The I Jerked Him Off package at $50 ain't bad either.
They all sound kind of bawdy.
What do you mean by bawdy?
You know, like a little ribald.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you know what time it is? It's time for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard this show before, what fucking rock have you been living under? But if you've never heard the show before, this $10 shout out is where you, the listener at home, can be part of the fun here at the show. And this is what you do. You come up with an idea, something you want to talk about, something you want to tell us. You put that down on some paper, either through a computer or maybe you handwrite it. Then you send that along with $10. No checks, no money orders. That's straight cash, homie. And you send it to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 90046. Now we have a few $10 shout outs today. Let's see.
This means you get your $10 back on one of them. That was supposed to be my $10 shout out.
Right.
And the rest.
Right. Here
of
you go.
Whoa, hello. Official much? Listen to this, guys. Dear Big Three, I write to you as a concerned mental health professional on the episode Do You Want Us Back? The phone call between John Quincy Adams and Perry Caramelli left no doubt in my mind that Mr. Caramelli is suffering from dissociative identity disorder, DID, formerly known as multiple personality disorder. As a repressed homosexual, Mr. Caramelli has created two gay alternative personalities, or alters, to express his homosexual feelings.
They're called alters?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean exactly?
We'll find out. The flamboyantly gay Kyle Dickey and the Texas Corn Oil Man, Tex Longhorn. Mr. Longhorn is especially rife with homoerotic qualities. First, there is the last name, which calls to mind the image of a large penis. Next, instead of drilling for crude oil, he is in the business of corn oil, which is widely used in the gay community as lubricant. Lastly, his voice is similar to the Looney Tunes character Foghorn Leghorn. I'm sure you all know Foghorn Leghorn.
Yes.
Is a sexual maneuver in which one man drapes his scrotum over another's nose, approximating the look of a rooster's waddle. Did you know it was called a waddle?
I didn't know that. I
knew nothing about this.
Okay. There's no telling how long Mr. Caramelli has been disassociating and how many anonymous male partners he has had while acting out sexually as Kyle Dickey or Mr. Longhorn. It's possible that the screeching, biting madman who's been so disruptive to your program as of late is yet another, as yet unnamed alter. This might be why Perry sometimes does not remember his own violent behavior, such as punching Mr. Malinsky in the eye and threatening to strike Miss Mary Jane.
Oh.
Excuse
me. Mr. Caramelli, please check yourself into a psychiatric facility immediately, not like the time before when you lied about it. You should be put on a course of antipsychotic medications and enter into intensive psychotherapy at once. Your safety, as well as the safety of those about you, is at stake. Sincerely, Dr. Carl Jung, President, the American Psychiatric Association. Look.
Wow, that's...
That's it.
That is for real.
Check it out.
Let me see.
All right. Oh, Perry. Who's supposed to read this? It says to be read by the gorgeous man with the dreamy blue eyes.
That's you.
Oh, thanks.
Scaremaster, you got to give this guy a break. You work with him.
Dear Big Three, I'm so very happy to hear the news. Here. Am I reading, you fucking moron? Shut the fuck up. God, are you stupid?
Yes, sir.
Dear Big Three, I'm so very happy to hear the news that the Big Three have gotten back together. I'm especially pleased to hear the changes in Perry and how he is finally able to admit that he's gay. Perry has inspired me
complete
to come out...
Complete bullshit.
What's that? That
I'm
he's
not
glad?
Gay. I'm not a homo.
Oh,
happy,
that part.
Happy.
Happy. Happy gay.
Happy gay, yes.
Maybe that's what he means.
Okay.
All right. Perry has inspired me to come out of the closet as well. Maybe not. Maybe that's not what he meant. For years, I pretended I was a homophobic, and I even used the same vile hate words that Perry uses when referring to gay people. See, this is exactly what we were talking about a little while ago. What I didn't realize until last week was that every time I said the word, it was outing me to other gay men and secretly turning me on.
Disgusting.
Since Perry's proud and brave proclamation to the world that he's gay, I've been noticing these new stickers popping up in men's rooms all over New York City. The new gay pride sticker removes the question mark about his sexuality at long last. When a man sees a sticker in a men's room stall, it stands as a symbol for not only gay pride, but it's also a secret announcement that proclaims this stall is designated to man-a-man love area.
Excuse me, I'm going to see my girlfriend when this show is over, okay?
Whoa!
Wow.
Hold on.
Fuck all you faggots.
The shout out.
And all you gay guys out
hold
there.
Hold the shout out.
Hold
it. Wait a second. Scaremaster.
I'm going to see my girlfriend.
Who's your girlfriend?
Tell us about this girlfriend.
Here.
What's
Who's
her name?
Your girlfriend?
Lena. She works at the Bow.
Okay.
Works at the Bow.
Okay. Yeah, she works at the Bow.
Can we come with you? That'd be fun.
What'd she do there? What'd she do
She's
there?
She's a waitress there.
Think about how fun it'd be for her to see the Big Three together. Could the three of us come? You know I'm always nice to your friends.
What's she doing tonight? What's she up to?
I don't even know if she's working tonight.
What do you mean? She's your girlfriend. You don't know where your girlfriend's at?
How do you know you're going to meet her then?
I don't even know.
How long have you guys been dating? Has she met your parents? Oh, wrong question.
Have you slept?
Fuck you. That was the wrong question.
I said wrong question.
She met my parents. Oh, you sick motherfucker.
I don't know how long you've been dating. She may have been dating.
She may have picked out Cookie's
eyes with me for all I know.
Look,
would you have liked to have met Cookie before he passed?
Lena's a sweetheart. I love her to pieces.
It would have been nice if she could have met Cookie. Think about it.
It'd be nice if she was able to meet my mother and father.
Lena, Cookie, Lena.
See those eyes, Lena? I bought those for him. Think of how good that would have made you look.
What's the restaurant?
The Bow.
The Rainbow Bar and Grill. Oh,
everything with you is rainbows. It's always like rainbow equality.
No,
rainbow,
it's
rainbow.
One
yeah,
restaurant
I know.
On the strip.
Every
next
restaurant
to the
you go to has a rainbow on the
only
door.
One restaurant on the
right.
Sunset Strip.
I get it. I get
next
it.
To the Roxy
I get
Theater.
It. Rainbow.
He
you
gets
love
it,
rainbow
I think.
Pride. It's a whole right. thing. I know it's a whole rainbow coalition.
Have you made love to her yet?
I barely know
she's
her. I call her a girlfriend.
Well, why did you say she's your girlfriend? Oh,
we kiss at the freaking lips at the restaurant like we're dating, so that's why.
Wait a minute. When you say like you're dating, does that mean you make out with her? Or is it just a peck on the lips real quick?
It's a strong lip kiss, not make out kiss, but a strong lip kiss.
Strong lip kiss.
Would she kiss me the same way?
That's why you're not coming with me.
Why?
Because you're going to try something.
Maybe.
And Mary Jane, you're going to allow that shit?
She's not coming.
I like the mushroom cheese things from the Rainbow. They're yummy.
Thank you, Mary Jane.
Maybe Lena could get you a discount.
Oh, God. Oh my God.
Should I go back to this? This stall is designated for man-on-man love. If you see the sticker on the wall, toilet, or door, it signifies that it's okay to be with another man sexually here. In fact, ew, not only is it okay, but it's strongly encouraged.
It's disgusting. It's against my beliefs. It's against my religious beliefs. And just all this gay stuff, all this homosexual stuff.
Even just strong kissing?
With another guy, never.
You've never done that?
I'm not interested, nor do I ever want it to happen.
Let me ask you this. Let's say that we're out camping.
Oh, God. We'll never be out camping. One.
I think we need to do it.
We will never
go camping.
We will never be on any fucking camping trip ever.
Let's say that we fall.
I think that's how the opening to our camping show starts. I think that's the opening, and then you go right into us getting out of the van with all our camping gear.
That's a great idea.
It'll never happen.
I have a question, Perry. If you gave Don some of your Shelby chili and he started choking to death, would you give him mouth-to-mouth to save him?
Yes,
or would
you
let him die?
I would put my foot on his stomach and kick the... And push the...
No,
whatever.
No, you got to give him a rest.
I'm not giving
nobody.
You got to kiss him. You got to kiss him.
Fuck you.
He doesn't
want to
live.
You
got to kiss him.
Fuck you.
Really, like it's Lena. Like it's Lena going, your table's ready, sir.
Sorry.
Is it like this? Is it like Perry table for one? Perry table for one? Right here. Right this way. Oh, hi. Nice to see you. Oh, hi. Okay. Nice to see you, too. Your table's ready over there. Is it like that?
You know,
the hostess?
You know what we should do? I've never suggested this before.
I shouldn't even brought her name up.
No.
I should have never mentioned
it. Let's drop Lena for then for just 1 second. Why don't we do this? Why don't the three of us kiss each other?
Is she Lena?
Fuck off!
Is she Lena Horne?
You are gayer than shit, and you're about to make me leave this fucking show again.
No, I'm just... again?
Some emotions.
Why? What is the...
Because I am not a homosexual!
Nobody said you were! Nobody said you were!
I'm not kissing like I'm one! I'm not doing any of that faggot shit ever!
Hate words, and I'll tell you this. Mole and I, we're not gay. We've got nothing
against...
Oh,
but you want to make me... Or you want to turn me into a gay guy.
I want you to be at ease with yourself. If you kissed us, maybe you
would... No!
Think of... Listen to what I'm saying.
I kiss your ass! It's good enough!
You don't kiss my ass.
That's not bad, man.
All right, let me finish
sorry,
this.
I will say that what got lost in that whole thing.
Oh, he's kissing your ass. What are you talking about?
Scare Master, I did ask you. Is she Lena Horne? You get it? Lena Horne?
Lena
like
Horne.
That's,
Lena
Horne.
That's funny. Catwoman. All right, let me finish this letter. So thank you, Perry. Thank you for allowing me to finally admit my own gayness. But more importantly, thank you for being a symbol of gayness for men everywhere.
No, I'm not.
I've included some stickers to place in men's room at the greater Los Angeles area. I suggest you start with Denny's and that men room located at 7600 Reseda Boulevard. Sincerely yours, Stephen Patrick Morrissey. Was that the singer Morrissey?
They think it is.
Oh, and look at this. They've
Quincy
got
keeps trying to get me to listen to his music.
They've got some stickers.
No way. Would I allow those stickers in any bathroom anywhere
right there,
near,
right next to a urinal right there?
Anywhere near where I live.
It's the rainbow. You love that stuff.
That's and not the rainbow.
That's where your girlfriend lives.
It's the bow. Oh, and here's some stickers. Hey, you want some, Mo?
Please.
Want some?
Sure. Thanks, bud. There you go.
Disgusting.
Thanks, dude. Yeah. You want one, Scare Master?
No.
Can we put one in your truck?
No.
Oh.
So I'm not gay.
Nobody said you were. Nobody ever said you were. You fight this thing.
You push that look, that gay look, but for my fucking handsome picture on the sticker that says gay with a question mark.
You are handsome. You're right. You are handsome.
You are handsome.
Maybe, Scare Master. Let me ask you something. There's one person that you love more than any other person. That is Parents Caramelli. Okay.
Right.
What?
Now, what if you met yourself? Would you go gay for yourself?
Whoa, great question, Mom.
Wrong.
Okay, so you never ever make hand love on yourself?
Ah, good point. And I'll bet you come.
It's none of your
like
business.
Like an orgasm.
None of your business.
You've never masturbated before.
Again, that's none of your business.
I'll bet you have.
You're right.
Ah, so it is my business now because you just told us.
Okay, well.
All right, well, why don't we go to this next $10 shout-out, Mole? Why don't you take
hey,
this?
Hey, dear Big Three. Pastor Raul Ramos here. Oh, nice.
I remember him.
I'm glad you guys are back on the air. I did lose the Rolling Hills Pray the Gay Away camp because of that pretty boy CT's Dan Barney, but at least I have my favorite podcast to listen to in the Scaremaster Chili Cook-Off to look forward to. The reason I'm writing is me and a bunch of my friends want to buy skateboards from Scary Perry, but we don't know how to get them because Mole always interrupts Perry's commercials. Not true. If we don't find out soon, we will have to buy the boards from American Hero and Skateboard Enthusiast, Terrifying Tempur-Pedic. Please let us know where to get the boards, Perry.
Go online.
But not until you're 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Yours in Christ, Pastor Raul Ramos, former pastor of Rolling Hills Pray the Gateway Camp. Thank you, Pastor.
All right. Here's
Nate, I hope he gets his answer on where to buy all those tons of skateboards.
Well, he'll know to go online and order them.
Hey, well, stop. You can't do that.
Skateboard.
Stop.
Doing $10 shout-outs.
What a fucking asshole.
Well, this guy always...
All right,
it's $10 shout-out time.
It's shout-out time. Stop it, Perry. Stop acting like a child. Hello, Big Three. Welcome back. This is my first shout-out, so if it isn't okay, just let me know. Well, I will let you know. You're not supposed to send these to the PayPal. You're supposed to send them through the mail, and you didn't. So, in a way, this is wrong, but I will take this one. So, but in the future, do not send $10 shout-outs through PayPal.
Shouldn't they just send straight cash, homie?
That's what they're supposed to do. I've said that many times. I was wondering if I could get Perry to do a plug or a drop for my record label. He could give us a shout-out to Matt Bain, Harvest, Inspires of and Sins, one of Spiderhole Records. You're going to have to read all that. I would also like him to say Harvest album Gloom Days to Sun Rays is available from Spiderhole Records 000. All right, here we go. Why don't you just do this? You're supposed to read this right here. There you go.
Don't screw up, Scaremaster.
All right, this is big. This is Matt Bain from Harvest Inspired and Sins of Spiderhole Records. Okay, ready? Read it.
Matt Bain, Harvest Inspired and Sins 1 of Spiderhole Records. I would also like him to say Harvest's albums, Gloom Days to Sun Rays, is available from Spiderhole Records. Oh, oh, oh! I've enclosed $10.
That was excellent. That was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out!
And now, 60 seconds to Perry. Go!
You can, this is where you can tell the pastor where he buys the skateboards.
Now,
a chance,
talking
about right
you
here.
Shut your mouth.
No, wait a minute. Does he deserve this?
Or I don't
does
do a
he
commercial.
Deserve this?
You shut your mouth or I don't do a
hey,
commercial.
Hey, in all fairness, Perry, you were talking through the $10 show. Do you think he deserves a 60 seconds with Perry?
Well, that pastor Raul Ramos has a ton of skateboards he wants to buy.
Let
if
me tell you something.
Get them soon, he's going to have to.
You better order my decks on ScaryPerryskateboards.com.
Don't be so pushy. Don't be so pushy.
You better.
Be nice.
Buy
be
well,
nice.
You better shut your mouth
don't
right
say
the
you
fuck
better.
Over there.
You don't
I'm
say,
telling this motherfucker.
Okay. www.
Okay, but don't say.
ScaryPerryskateboards.com.
Don't.
Scary Perry.
SK. The thing is that he wants to get it from Terrifying Boards.
.com. Again,
that,
Scary
that,
Perry.
But is it Caramelli or Caramello?
The number 8 boards.
But is
dot
it 8
com.
Times you do it or what?
Stop! And that was today's Perry's whatever the fuck.
I don't know
it.
Why you tell people they got to write that 8 times. Because if you write
no,
it 8
I didn't
times,
say
you did. You said the number 8.
You did say that.
Number
S-K.
8. Dude, put that
the number
do it 8 times.
No, no, you're done. You can't do that anymore. Stop.
You're spelling it
stop.
Out. I'm spelling
you,
it out. All right,
you can't
now
do that. You've
shut
already,
your mouth over there. And I'm spelling it out.
You don't need
to.
Your 60 seconds is done. Your 60 seconds is done. 60 seconds is over. You can't continue on.
Shut up.
Now, let me ask you something, Perry. Earlier, we talked about this for just a second. You've been coming up with some crazy characters. Do you know some of the characters' names?
I love his characters. You know, I like
Kyle Dickey.
Kyle Dickey's great. I like
name some of the others.
Guy. I like Tex Longhorn, the king of
no,
the,
Mr. Longhorn. I don't
Tex
think he,
Longhorn
was
is,
he called Tex?
Tex, yeah. Tex
I never Longhorn. Heard you say Tex. I'm sorry.
And he was a
who was a nice guy that was a French guy.
Jean-Claude. What do you like to eat? What kind of food, Jean-Claude?
The French food.
What kind of French food is your favorite? Like, what would your mother make you?
See, my mama used to like to make the French crepes.
Yeah.
One in crepes.
What else besides crepes? You talked about the crepes last week.
You know what we should do? We should do a game show right now.
Okay.
Using
no,
all the characters. No, oh, you, yeah, but you're going to be all three characters.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, how about the dating game?
Even I've got a great idea. And guess who's going to host?
Who?
You.
Oh.
I'll be the announcer. And here it is. Wacky questions. Okay, and on today's Wacky Questions, he comes all the way from San Francisco. He's a hairstylist. Here's Kyle Dickey.
Hi, guys. How's everybody out there?
Okay, so Kyle, you're a hairstylist up in San Francisco. Do you have any funny stories about that?
Oh, I just like to cut hair and, you know, hair from here, hair from there. I just like to cut hair.
Well, this next guy is a Texas Cornell tycoon. Here he is, Tex Longhorn.
Let me tell you something about my corn oil.
Oh, what yeah. is it?
Listen here, boy. I own a lot of acreage. I have a lot of cornfields on my yards out there in my hometown over there in Texas. In Amarillo.
What is the town? Which is the town?
From Amarillo to Dallas, baby.
Wow. And
I own a lot of acreage.
Our third contestant, Mole, comes from all the way in Paris, France. He's a nice guy. Say hello to Jean-Claude.
Hey, oui, oui. My name is Jean-Claude.
What do you do for work, Jean-Claude?
Mom, what do
chef,
I do?
Chef.
French chef.
Perfume. Or wine.
What do you do? What do you do for work, Jean-Claude?
Sommelier.
Well, I just moved up to San Francisco, and
you moved to San Francisco.
Are you staying with Kyle Dickey?
I do know Kyle Dickey. Yes, I do.
So you guys bunking together?
We're not bunking together.
And now, here's the host with the most. You love him. He's all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Say hello to Mole.
Hey, everybody. What are we doing? Okay, so listen, I just got one. Hey, it's great to have you guys here, and I got one question for you. Before you meet tonight's bachelor, who are you going to date? Dave, you're going to be the bachelor.
Okay.
Should we save this for Mole Play?
No. I don't want to date Don, no.
Tell us about...
I think that might be a good Mole Play, actually. Maybe we should save this for Mole Play.
Well, next round may be a Mole Play, but we never know.
Well, anyway, so that was fun. By the way, the characters were amazing right there, I must
say. Thank you.
They're pretty three-dimensional.
They're out there. You know, actually... I should have thought of that when I first created these guys.
What's that?
With all their careers and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I didn't...
You have time. You just keep adding more layers to them, you know?
Hold on. Is that a phone call? Could you send that through for us, please?
I've got other voices.
Hello, CQCQ. I'd like to order a large Italian hero. Do you have one handy?
Hey, Mr. Adams. How about Perry?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Adams?
That sounds delightful, but I was hoping for something with a bit more pepperoni. How goes it, loves? How goes it?
Really good. We've been talking about the big 10th anniversary
show. You coming?
Like you mean like an orgasm? Yes, like an orgasm. Perry, coming? Yes, coming. Yes.
No, I said we're coming to the show.
I'd like to be coming in Perry's apartment.
No.
Yes.
No.
How much is the VIP ticket for that, for something like that? Is that an extra?
Mr. Adams, you're already a VIP in my book.
Well, that's quite kind. I'd like to VIP, I'll tell you that. I'd like to VIP in Perry's apartment all over his chest.
Sorry.
No, it's not just... Listen, we're just having some fun.
And we are having fun.
All right, listen. Let me ask you, Scare Master, let me ask you. ¿Cuántos dólares to sleep in su casa?
He's asking how much to sleep over your house.
Listen, for sleepover, it's a snuggle sesh.
There's no snuggle sesh with you and me. Sorry.
Well, listen, I'm sure it would be worth every plum nickel a sleepover at your place.
Won't ever happen. You're not female.
Unfortunato, I can't sleep over.
I know, because he won't let you. I've been asking forever to sleep over. He never lets me sleep over either.
You're not a chick. You're a dick.
He doesn't.
But listen. The reason... Well, I can't sleep over because I need my own mattress. It has a special hole in the middle that I make my business into. It's so convenient.
Oh, that sounds so disgusting. Mr. Adams.
Yeah. You're gross and shit.
I will tell you, it does get disgusting after I've eaten Italian, if you get my meaning.
Is there anything else happening?
Yeah,
with
like
you,
a song.
Adams?
You gonna do a song, Mr. Adams, this week?
Well, I would love to do a ditty. I would love to sing a song, but my throat is absolutely killing me. I spent the weekend in Palm Desert with a lacrosse team.
So no song? You're not gonna do a song?
Oh, I can't keep it from you. Listen, I've got an idea for a new tune and a whole new show. How's about this? I've been talking to some people. How's about something like this? A throwback program, an old-time variety show, and we'll have it sponsored by, any guesses? Any guesses?
Dildos?
Apple cherry with tobacco?
No. Any guesses, Scare Master?
Hooters?
Who would sponsor, let's say, an old-time variety show sponsored by Lee Van Cleef?
Ooh, nice.
I just said Hooters Restaurant.
I'll just tell you. I believe it should be sponsored by Longhorn Corn Oil. Yeah. How's that sound? Old grainy type show. Yes, Mr. Longhorn. Yes. Okay. Mr. Longhorn of the Longhorn Corn Oil Dynasty. Now listen, who would like to hear how that would go?
We want to hear it.
I want to hear it.
Let's give it a shot. Hold on. Let me grab my guitar. All right.
Now, the
announcer would come out and say something like, "It's time for Lee Van Cleef's variety show sponsored by Longhorn Corn Oil. Now, here's the Longhorn Corn Oil dancers."
Here we go.
Me. Here we are.
Oh, it's nice. That's nice.
Keep moving. There is no disapproving. The corn oil you'll be using's Longhorn. There is no better brand with a corn cob in each hand. We only use the longest, thickest corn. Make sure you put it straight in. Our oil's worth of waiting. Be waiting for the best. It's Longhorn. Rollin', our colons are all swollen. Corn cobs in the hole, it's Longhorn. The men will get together, we'll be hell bent for leather, and wish our little ladies were never born.
Don't ever say that,
boy. The thing that I'm a missin' is a kissin' away your pissin'. And don't forget to oil up the corn. Oil him in. Oil them up, stick them in. Oil them up, pull it out, stick it in. Pull it out, stick it in. Stick it out, stick it up, stick it down. Stick it in. A Longhorn.
Yeah!
Rolling. And then out come the Longhorn dancers. They've all got their corn cobs, all right. They've got their Daisy Dukes. They've got their...
Jazz.
All right, what do you...
What about my girls, too? You going to have my girls up there, too?
I want to see that show, dude. I want to see Lee Van Cleef's show.
Anyway,
listen here, their song. I like the song. The song sounds good.
Yeah, well,
you do realize that they only use the longest, thickest corn, like my weekend in Palm Desert.
Oh, yucky!
I think he's joking about that.
Listen, I'm certainly not joking about that, but I certainly am joking when I ask, "What did the banyanya do when it saw the ice cream?"
It split.
Yes, and I'll tell you, I'd like to one day spit my banyanya and become a lady part.
Ugh.
What?
Toodles, love.
Sounds like he wants to have a sex change.
I think he wants to split his penis like a hot dog and then shove it back up inside him to make a lady part.
He wants to have a sex change. Is that disgusting or what?
I think he likes you, Scare Master. He says he wants to hook up with you.
Just shut up.
Well, you're the one. You never make up your mind. What do you want? Do you want a lady part or a man part?
What do you mean?
Flip flop.
I'm always for women,
right,
you fucking weirdo.
Quincy,
Perry.
Always a ladies, so man.
You know what?
Quincy,
no matter
splits
what.
Splits it like a hot, like a overcooked Frankfurter and jams it back up in there, makes a lady part. That'll make you happy.
You got to admit, no matter who says that you're a good-looking guy and they're attracted to you, because when someone says they're attracted to you, that's a compliment.
It's a nice compliment.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Talk about my blue eyes, it makes me feel good. You find my eyes attractive, right?
On a woman.
Let me ask you this.
You wish I was a woman?
He wants you to split your thing and stick it back in there.
I'm not doing that.
But if he was, you would make sweet love on her.
He probably would.
If she was about 120 pounds and a 36D titty and was named Christine.
Damn, you got a lot to work towards.
That's
a
sister.
These are all doable things.
Well, at least I've got a goal.
No, you don't have a goal.
Oh, forget really? It. If he's 120 pounds with big boobs and he splits it up like a hot dog, shoves it back in there, makes a lady part, and changes his name to Christine, you got to make love on her.
That's his sister's name.
That's not my sister's name.
What's your sister's name?
I'm not going to tell you.
I thought it was Christine.
You thought wrong.
Okay, wrong girl.
Absolutely. So take back everything you said. Well,
take it all back.
You know, we've reached that point of the show where I'm still very nervous about this next thing.
Well, I will tell you, the thing that Quincy's missing is kissing where you're pissing.
Is that what you like to do to Quincy?
No, that's
you're
what
always
he's
with
singing
him.
The song, if
that's
you paid attention.
That's what he did sing in the song. I did catch that.
It's disgusting.
Why is that disgusting? You like kissing where you're pissing.
You've never eaten a vagina before?
I'm not answering that.
Have you ever eaten a vagina?
No, I have.
How do I know you have? I've never been there. You say a lot of things that are
lies. We've talked about it.
What do you do more? What do you do? What do you do more? Kiss ladies' peepees or make hand love on yourself? I bet it's make
mind
hand
your
love.
Own
I'll bet it is.
I'm asking
I'll bet it
because
is.
You're trying
it
to figure out
question.
Which way you like it more.
I like the. I love my women.
But you don't get many. Admit it.
I don't get many, no, because right. I don't okay. search for many. I stick to one or two or three specific ones.
Who are the three top right now?
I'm going to go Lena.
The three top?
Lena from
well,
the
Lena,
bow.
Of course, from the
Lena.
Rainbow.
Lena,
absolutely. From
she's top of the list.
She's classy.
Terry, of course.
Terry Hall of Fame.
Haven't seen her for a long time. You have not seen her for a long, long time.
1940,
no,
Miss Cleveland.
Seen her forever.
69, you nutcase.
What's that?
She was 1969.
She's 69? She's 69
she
years
was
old now?
It was 1969. She was the first runner-up as Miss Cleveland.
I thought you said 1940 she won.
Oh, God.
Is she 69?
She's not that old, you psychopath.
Well, she's 69 now.
The year 1969.
Right.
Was when she was Miss Cleveland, runner-up.
Do you think she ever burned her bra during that?
Maybe. Shut up!
I'm not shutting up at all.
Can I ask you one question, Scaremaster? And you don't have to answer it, okay? But when it comes to Terry, is the thing that you're missing kissing where she's pissing?
You're laughing. I've never seen you laugh at anything before.
I thought that was. I thought that would that the way.
Well, anyway,
said it came out good.
I was trying to say this a little bit earlier, but it is time we do something that people find the best thing on this show. But I'm still a little nervous about it because I still have those nightmares about the time that he bit my nipple during. Mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Now, if you've never heard mole play before, this is where we...
You have nightmares, my foot.
I have nightmares. Yeah. If you've never heard mole play before, this is where... This is an improv game that we play here on the show. This is where Mole will make up a scenario, he'll cast a scene, and then he'll direct the scene. What we don't know is Mole. What are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Hey, today's Mole Play. Do you remember last week when I was a Civil War reenactor?
I sure do.
And I've been having Civil War flashbacks, nightmares.
Oh, really?
You but were that, never in Civil War. You were never in the Civil War.
Wasn't I? Or did I not get a bad piece of hardtack when we were coming over the ridge? But that's not what we're talking about today. We're going to talk about that game show that we started before, but also with our three... imagine we're doing a game show, and the three people competing are Kyle Dickey, and also Tex Longhorn, and also Clyde Drexler.
No. Clyde Drexler,
Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude. And imagine there's a man. Imagine there's a lovely lady named Christine. Not a man.
No. I don't even want Christine around.
Lovely lady named Christine. She's 120 pounds, and she split her business in, her banana and stuck
you
it
know
up
what?
Her
wrong.
Hey, that's
me. That's a sex change chick, and I won't date any sex change.
Scaremaster, you're not in this. Kyle Dickey is, and Jean Claude, and Tech Longhorn. It's time to meet our bachelors. He's from San Francisco. His name is Kyle Dickey, and he likes dudes.
Hi.
The next one, he's from Texas. He's a cornhole tycoon. His name is Tex Longhorn.
That's me, ladies and gentlemen.
And the next one, he's from France. His name is Jean-Claude.
Oui, oui, oui.
And here's our bachelorette. Her name's Christine. She used to be a man named Dan Barney. Now she weighs 120 pounds, has big boobs, and she changed into Christine after she split up her banana and stuck it back up inside her.
Hi, everybody!
All right, now let's play Ask Any Question You Want to Ask in the World. Christine, who's your first question for?
All right, this will go to Tex. Tex, let's say we're at your ranch making whoopee. And what I mean by whoopee is you're fucking me as hard as you can with that fucking Texas cock ears.
Yeah, well, now what would you like me to do to you?
I was just asking how you would do it.
Let's see. Put you up on stirrups. Excuse me, wrong voice. Well, God, I get fucking up.
You got it, man. Don't lose it. Stay with it.
Put you up on them stirrups there, and yep. Hi, y'all, and
Have fun with it. Have fun.
Oh, how would I make love to you?
All right, next question, Christine.
Okay. Kyle. Hi. Now, let's say I caught you putting on my lipstick. Would you be mad at me if I said, why are you stopping? And then I came over and went like that. Would you be mad?
Why'd you hit me? Why'd you hit me?
Who am I talking to?
Excuse me, why'd you hit me?
Who's that?
I don't know.
It sounds like a British guy.
Is that...
Hi, I'm Chet? Sorry, why'd you hit me?
There you are, hello, Kyle.
Next question, Christine.
You brute, you. Why, you're right. Beating me up, and I haven't even let you touch me yet.
That's question, Jean-Claude.
Now I know why I don't like women. Because women like to beat me up.
That's Jean-Claude's question.
I was going to. Let's say we're going back to your place for some late night French fries and French toast, and we end up making whoopee. What would you call my vagina?
A slit.
Okay, that was to Jean-Claude, not you, Tex.
It's a French guy.
Oh, excuse me. Forgive me. Your private. What would I be doing to your private?
Yeah, he wants to know what you would call it.
Oh, what I would call it? Call it a deep pussy. I love it. Love it to eat the pussy.
Okay, I've made my decision. Who I want to win?
Suddenly, Christina chokes on a piece of shrimp.
Can I have a piece?
She needs mouth to mouth. Who will give her mouth to mouth? Will it be Jean-Claude? Will it be Jean-Claude? Will it be Tex Longhorn? Or will it be Kyle Dickey?
Excuse me! That motherfucker blew smoke on me again!
Who did?
Yeah, cocksucker!
What did I do?
Calm down, Perry.
He fucking did it again!
What are you talking
about?
Calm
down, sit, behave.
What are you talking about?
The girl's still choking to death.
Christine is choking on a shrimp. One of you've got to save her. Will it be Tex Longhorn, Kyle Dickey, or Jean-Claude? Scam Master, only you can answer this.
Nobody's going to save her. She's dead. You blow smoke at me again.
All right,
well, okay. You do it again. I'm going to beat your fucking head in.
You're telling me to do
Perry,
it again.
Perry, sit. Sit down now, Perry.
Do me a favor.
Sit down.
Why did I even come back to this?
I don't know. Sit down.
Why did I come back to this?
Down.
I thought we had an agreement that would never happen again.
What happened?
You blew smoke in my face.
Not really. Not really.
You lying son of a bitch.
I'm way back here. First off, it's apple cherry with tobacco smoke.
I don't give a flying fuck what kind of fucking tobacco
it is.
This is
the perfect opportunity.
I don't give a fuck.
To do a little product placement.
I don't care. This is you're going to die, you motherfucker.
This is where
you're going to die.
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Okay, sit down for a second. Really?
Perry, count to
Show's
10.
Over.
Be nice,
breathe.
Please.
Breathe in.
Spark up.
Never! Here, come on, spark it up. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to kill me?
No, I have a little of this.
How's you want to kill me?
No, why?
You want to kill me? Do it again! You want to fucking see me die right in fucking front of you?
Why would you die?
Perry,
why would you die?
Hold on, hold on. Let me just ask you a question. What you're doing right now is this. Is
I'm venting because
look,
I don't
look at me.
Like
look at me.
Tobacco!
Look at me. It's not tobacco. It's apple wood, cherry wood.
I don't give a fuck.
Shut up. ACT.
I don't give a fire fuck what it is.
But it's ACT.
Marijuana, apple cherry, fucking cigarettes. Pipe. I don't care. I don't like any of it.
All right, Perry, the show's not over.
ACT is one of our best sponsors.
Are you really going to end the show right now? Apologize to the people out there and say you were just mad and you don't really mean what you said.
Look, excuse me, fans. Excuse me, everybody. Excuse me, Nick.
Why'd you make gas? Is that what he's saying? Excuse me?
I can't stand smoke blown in my face.
Who blew it in your face?
You did!
10 feet away
you
from you!
Did!
I'm wearing
you
a grill!
How's
it in your face?
Bitch!
I'm 10 feet away from
okay.
you!
Okay, now apologize to Mole for yelling at him.
Thank you.
Fuck you!
You
now
can't...
apologize to Dan for using bad language.
Perry.
Be nice, Perry.
You're not
this
being professional.
This is very important.
And you're wearing your court shorts, I gotcha.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
I played it all right, and then you had to blow smoke in my face? How many fucking times do I gotta tell you, don't blow smoke in my face?
Let me ask you a question. When all the fans come out here at that windy weekend, and they all want to hang
no
out...
No cigarette smoking in my house! So, no fucking pipe smoking in my house! No fucking smoking on my premises! You're thrown out!
Let me make a point here, Perry. By saying that, people are going to just do it now. You know that, don't you?
Well, no, these are the VIP 500.
That means somebody is going to die in my house. And it's not just going to be that fucking bitch, William Randolph Hearst. It'll be William Randolph Hearst and anybody included with him. Oh!
Anyone who eats your chili.
So
yeah, I'm going to bring it for this chili competition. That's right. I'm going to talk some smack, some chili smack.
What are the prizes? We got to find out what the prizes are. Who wins the chili cook-off?
Nobody's smoking in my place.
Why not?
It's not allowed!
Since when? I'll bring
Since
an ashtray.
Always?
What if I bring an ashtray? A novelty ashtray.
Not in my apartment!
No, I mean the ashtray will be
not
in your apartment.
Apartment!
You can keep the ashtray.
Not in my apartment!
Well, where are they supposed to
asshole?
Put their ashes I'll in their cigarettes?
Your fucking ass!
Where are they
in
supposed
my
to put...
apartment!
How about cigars?
I'll beat you so fucking bad! You won't be able to get on your fucking feet and exit the fucking place. I'll have you hospitalized from indoors. My cousins are going to be there. My bodyguards are going to be there. Everybody's going to be there.
They're all buying $500
tickets. Kick your fucking ass.
Now, they know
no,
the tickets
not.
Are limited, right? They better order them fast.
I got to get in contact with them all, too.
Yeah,
and
okay,
also, it's your
Perry,
master.
Perry.
How about this? How about this? Can I find out things whether or not we could smoke them, okay? Can I bring smoked meat in my chili?
Yes. I say yes.
Because I use smoked tri-tip. Can we smoke grape cigarillos?
You, oh God.
On the patio or the front sidewalk only?
Okay. How about watermelon habatampas?
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Some others.
Okay, here's
How
the
How about
deal.
Blunts? We can smoke blunts.
No smoking in my apartment.
But apple cherry with tobacco?
No smoking in my apartment.
What if
you
I get...
bring in a fucking pipe? I beat your fucking ass there.
Okay.
I take you outside. I fucking destroy you right there.
Wait
on
a
the
minute.
Fucking
hold
ground.
On. Hold on. Let me make sure I got this.
I fucking make sure
Perry,
you're going to goddamn
Perry,
hospital.
Perry, let me make sure I got this right. Do you beat him right there or do you take him outside? Because you said both.
Let me ask you this. What if I had a black eye, some eye black on, and I smoked Terrytons, and I said, I'd rather fight than switch?
Okay, good question. It's a fair question. Perry, you seem to have gotten up on the wrong side of the bed today.
Number I was fine till this fucking guy keeps pushing me and pushing me.
What did I do? Me,
and you fucking blew smoke in my face.
Well, I was way back here.
He was, in all fairness.
I don't give... You fucking blew it in my face. I don't care if it was from over there or right next
How's
to me.
How's it in your face if you're across the room from me?
And you fucking blew it on me.
Well, you I know what? Really, guys, strong, powerful Mole, Perry, both of you.
Why is it that they stopped having people smoke cigarettes in restaurants? Because it's getting deadly.
Since when?
Since when? Since always.
All right, guys, both of you guys, stop for a second. Where are we going with this? Perry, you seem upset.
Well, I have the worst news of all. We got to do the whole show again because the Elvis lights weren't on.
I think we can do without
that.
Forget it.
Put on the Elvis lights, Scaremaster.
Forget you know, it.
Just get the Elvis lights on, Scaremaster.
Mary Jane, you're closer.
Well, that's a real gentleman thing to do.
Please. Thank you.
Scaremaster, can I make one suggestion to get us back to a good place, okay?
Yes, I would like to hear that.
Suggestion, go right ahead.
Okay. This is something.
But you have yet said.
Let him suggest it.
Well, I didn't think I smoked. I blew it in your face, and if I did, I apologize.
Thank you.
So to make amends, like the Indians would, we smoke them peace pipe. Okay,
do that. We smoke it now.
Do you understand
it's a peace pipe? You understand?
You're starting it all.
Do you understand? You're starting trouble.
Yeah, wow. I do. I do because you just said numerous times
he shouldn't do that. Perry,
let me try to handle this. All right. Do you understand, Mole, that he doesn't want you to blow smoke in his face?
Why did he say that?
Okay.
I know, but what if I blow it over that way?
That's fine. Go ahead.
That way?
Yes. And then he'll smoke some over here, and then you've smoked your peace pipe. Take a hit. Okay. Now, Perry, everything's fine. Look at this. Nobody's hurt. Everything's fine.
I'm not having anything.
Haven.
Get him the fuck away from me.
You're the one who's like, give me the peace pipe. I want to smoke him the peace pipe.
Just had a little hit.
I said get it away from me or I beat you.
You're going to beat me? What did I do?
Get it away.
He handed it to me. What am I supposed to do?
I just put it down. Hand it back. Smoke yourself. I don't give a fuck.
I
don't do that shit no more.
No. He doesn't smoke it no more. He's tired of waking up on the floor.
Show's over.
Perry, we need a promo.
Sit down, Perry. Be professional for once. Anyway, I see the hands on the wall, and I see that it says that we need to buy a clock so we can tell what time it is. Hello. I see that we're running out of time here. Sit down, Scaremaster, please.
Just sit down.
You raise your fist to me again, and I'm really going to get mad. I'm asking you to please sit down. I've asked you numerous times.
Everyone's really nice to you, Scaremaster. You're so mean to everybody.
I've done nothing to you except come back to the show, and I'm actually thinking about leaving. I can't take this, Perry.
I can't take this either.
I can't either.
I'm getting yelled at every week. I have a publicist now.
All right, well, I'd like your publicist's number because I'm through with being yelled at by you. I'm through being mistreated and being harassed.
Guess what, bitch?
Every single week, I drive all the way here, and I don't even have a place to stay. I come here, and I hang out in the garage, and you guys, and you just sit there and yell at me.
Hey, Mole, I don't yell at you. I don't yell at you.
The ACT's kicking in.
Okay, here's the deal, Mole. I'm very sorry that this happened today. I know that you're just having fun, and you were smoking some apple cherry wood tobacco. Somebody got mad for no reason, but you have to understand.
No reason?
Yeah.
No reason?
Yeah, no reason.
No reason, huh?
Thank you
for admitting it. How many fucking times do I got to keep saying?
Thanks for admitting it, Scaremaster.
I can't handle tobacco, airy apple cherry shit, pot. No, I don't give a flying fuck. I don't like the shit blown at me, blown in my face. It makes me sick.
Okay. Excellent point.
Nobody knew that, though.
Don't.
Get it away.
Drink it. Drink
get it away.
Drink the hot wax. Drink the hot wax. Can we choose chewing tobacco in the apartment?
Yes.
Everyone chew tobacco.
Yes.
Can we do that? Can everyone dip?
Perry.
Can people dip? Scaremaster, people can dip?
There's no reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
When you get nervous over shit that's blown in your face, You don't know what's going to happen.
What do you mean?
Okay.
Okay, well, here's the way I look at it. You're hanging by a thread in the show.
I was expecting some respect. That was complete disrespect.
How was it respect?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, I see.
Oh, my God.
I think that it's about time that we wrap up the show. What do you think?
Please.
All right, don't forget, October 11th, we're going to have our big whoop-de-doo Windy Weekend show where we have a podcast, a movie celebrating the 10th anniversary of Windy City Heat. Now, do you see what you're doing, Mole?
I'm sorry, I was interrupting.
Yeah, you were, in a way. What was he saying to you, Perry?
I don't know what he was saying.
I can't keep doing this.
Yeah, you can't keep smoking and blowing shit in my face. You can't keep doing that. No. Don't you have manners?
Have I ever smoked around you in the studio?
Every fucking day.
So what's the big deal? So what's the big deal now? I guess that's my question.
Okay, that you make a legitimate point. Perry, if I may say something, it seemed to me that it's something that the screaming was a little more intense, and yes, it was smoke. It's something that bothered you, but you know what? I smelled it too. I was okay with it.
But also, Scaremaster,
you
act like.
Also.
But you also act like we don't put up with any of your stuff and like that. You know, that's what helped. You know, it helps calm us down for the podcast. And but you make us stare at your shaved chest with a V-neck.
Right.
Terrifying Tim.
But you're not blowing fucking smoke in somebody's face.
Blowing.
You're not fucking.
Blowing.
You're making me choke.
Blowing. You said blowing.
You fucking idiot.
You said blowing.
You're yelling again.
Hey, you can reach me on Facebook at Walter Malinsky.
All right.
Facebook, Perry F. Caravella.
I'm at Twitter at SimplyDon1.
Twitter,
I'm at Facebook.
Scary Perry.
Hey, I'm talking, you fucking moron. How dare you talk over me?
Border Skateboards.
No, you're not allowed to. All right, I cut that out. I just cut that out. Don't say that again.
Oh, fuck yourself. I'm not shaking your fucking hand.
Okay, again, I'm at Facebook at Don Barris. I'm Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. Instagram, I'm at SimplyDon1. And on Vine, I'm at Don Barris. So, I don't... Well, what do we do? Do we stop the show? Are you going to be there October 11th?
You never know what's going to set you off, Scaremaster.
Oh, bullshit!
You never know.
Bullshit!
You just said I smoke all the time, and then like all of a sudden you're like...
You did. That's exactly how it went.
I smoke all the time. I haven't smoked...
No, you said I did. You like?
Yes. You do, yeah. You
smoke. Yeah, but then all of a sudden you're like... Blah, 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 but normally like, hey, dude, Sparky, that blah, man. And now you're like, yeah, I'm going to kill you. I'll kill you. You're going to die. You're going to die.
Yeah, because you're blowing it in my
no
face.
No one's blowing it in your face. The only person who's going to blow it in the thing is, Scaremaster.
All right. Well, anyway, let's put it there, guys. Big three. Goodbye.